Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 280. Praise my soul, the King of heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like us his praise should sing? Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise the everlasting King. Hymn number 280. The scriptural this morning will be given by Wendy from South Carolina.
I will read from the Bible, Jude. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Exodus. I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness? Fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast girded them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in. In the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established, the Lord shall reign forever and ever.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us now sing hymn number 49. Dear Lord and Father of us all, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. In purer lives thy service find. In deeper reverence praise. Hymn number 49.
Dear Lord and Father.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. We begin our Sunday mornings here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be discussed, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school is available for children just about anywhere in the world. Many of our students don't live in Plainfield or in the area, but they attend via telephone. The Sunday school has its own dedicated teleconference number. And that means that if you don't live in the area, but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the main church number. We will give you the number for the Sunday school. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We also have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So if you can come in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 21 different websites, all in different languages. And each of our website contains the very finest of Christian Science literature and songs and readings. And everything that we offer on our websites is offered free of charge and with the love of this church. One of the articles that's currently offered on our English language website is entitled Glorifying God by Branch Hersey Hoag. Short but very important article. I recommend it highly. And now I have a little bit of history I'd like to share with you. Plainfield, New Jersey was established in 1684. And in 1984, it celebrated its 300th year as a municipality in the state of New Jersey. And it published a book, a pictorial history of Plainfield. And in that book, there's a short little history of the Christian Science Church, which I would like to read. This is from 1984. First Church of Christ Scientist began in a private home in 1904 when three Christian Scientists met to read the lesson sermon. The society organized formally in 1906 and was incorporated as a church in 1909. A house was purchased at 905 Prospect Avenue in 1918, serving the congregation until the building now on that site was completed in 1925. Then in 1977, the First Church of Christ Scientist Plainfield became the only independent Christian Science church in the world as Plainfield Community Church, an independent church practicing Christian Science. And we have since changed the name to Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. The church is active in community affairs and supports the award-winning Muppet Band, which plays on summer evenings in Library Park. So last year we celebrated our 100th year of worshiping in this building, and we are very grateful for it. And, as always, Everyone is welcome here, including all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. So welcome. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, which corroborates the importance and the value of studying our Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given by Shahidat from Maryland.
From page 660, Kidney Disease and Eye Trouble Healed. Early in 1904, I was teaching in a private boarding school. I was very unhappy, discontented woman. I was a very unhappy, discontented woman. I had kidney disease besides sore eyes, and my general health was very bad. The doctor said that the climate did not suit me and that I certainly should have a change. The best thing he said was to go back to France, my own country. But I did not like to leave the school, so I struggled on until July. And we went traveling for a month. But I came home worse than ever. I had a lot of worry, one disappointment after another, and I often thought that life was not worth living. In September 1904, we heard for the first time of Christian Science through a girl who was attending our boarding school, and was healed through Christian Science treatment. We bought the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mrs. Eddy, and what a revelation it was and is to us. It is indeed the fountain of truth. I had read Science and Health but a very short time when I took off my glasses, began to sleep well, and soon found myself well in mind and body. Besides, this has brought harmony into our school where there had been discord, and everything has changed for the better. I cannot describe the happiness that has come to me through Christian Science. I can only exclaim with the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and may God bless Mrs. Eddy." My one aim now is to live Christian Science, not in words only, but in deeds, loving God more and my neighbor as myself, and following meekly and obediently all our leaders' teachings. Words cannot express my gratitude to Mrs. Eddy for Christian Science. By S.A.K., Vancouver, British Columbia.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 2 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: God. The golden text is from Proverbs. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The responsive reading, Deuteronomy. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments,
all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep.
Blessed shall be the basket and thy store.
Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out.
The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. Craig will now read.
The Bible. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Genesis. Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, There was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, and he interpreted to us our dreams. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, The dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Isaiah. Who raised up the righteous from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and have called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Mark, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. John. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. And Jesus answered them, saying, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Father, glorify thy name. Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. John. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 2 Corinthians. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Life, truth, and love are all-powerful and ever-present. When man is governed by God, the ever-present mind who understands all things, man knows that with God, all things are possible. The only way to this living truth, which heals the sick, is found in the science of divine mind as taught and demonstrated by Christ Jesus. Question. How can I progress most rapidly in the understanding of Christian Science? Answer. Study thoroughly the letter and imbibe the spirit. Adhere to the divine principle of Christian Science and follow the behests of God, abiding steadfastly in wisdom, truth, and love. In the science of mind, you will soon ascertain that error cannot destroy error. You will also learn that in science, there is no transfer of evil suggestions from one mortal to another, for there is but one mind, and this ever-present, omnipotent mind is reflected by man and governs the entire universe. You will learn that in Christian Science, the first duty is to obey God, to have one mind, and to love another as yourself. We all must learn that life is God. Ask yourself, am I living the life that approaches the supreme good? Am I demonstrating the healing power of truth and love? If so, then the way will grow brighter unto the perfect day. Your fruits will prove what the understanding of God brings to man. To hold yourself superior to sin, because God made you superior to it and governs man, is true wisdom. To fear sin is to misunderstand the power of love and the divine science of being in man's relation to God, to doubt his government and distrust his omnipotent care. To hold yourself superior to sickness and death is equally wise and is in accordance with divine science. To fear them is impossible when you fully apprehend God and know that they are no part of his creation. Unless an ill is rightly met and fairly overcome by truth, the ill is never conquered. If God heals not the sick, they are not healed, for no lesser power equals the infinite all power. But God, truth, life, love does heal the sick through the prayer of the righteous. What are the motives for prayer? Do we pray to make ourselves better or to benefit those who hear us, to enlighten the infinite, or to be heard of men? Are we benefited by praying? Yes, the desire which goes forth hungering after righteousness is blessed of our Father, and it does not return unto us void. If we are not secretly yearning and openly striving for the accomplishment of all we ask, our prayers are vain repetitions, such as the heathen use. If our petitions are sincere, we labor for what we ask, and our Father, who seeth in secret, will reward us openly. Can the mere public expression of our desires increase them? Do we gain the omnipotent ear sooner by words than by thoughts? Even if prayer is sincere, God knows our need before we tell him or our fellow beings about it. If we cherish the desire honestly and silently and humbly, God will bless it, and we shall incur less risk of overwhelming our real wishes with a torrent of words. The effects of Christian Science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still small voice of truth uttering itself. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Unless the harmony and immortality of man are becoming more apparent, we are not gaining the true idea of God, and the body will reflect what governs it. whether it be truth or error, understanding or belief, spirit or matter. Therefore, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Be watchful, sober, and vigilant. The way is straight and narrow, which leads to the understanding that God is the only life. It is a warfare with the flesh, in which we must conquer sin, sickness, and death, either here or hereafter. Certainly before we can reach the goal of spirit or life in God. The purpose and motive to live aright can be gained now. This point one, you have started as you should. You have begun at the numeration table of Christian Science, and nothing but wrong intention can hinder your advancement. Working and praying with true motives, your Father will open the way. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? As mortals give up the delusion that there is more than one mind, more than one God, man in God's likeness will appear, and this eternal man will include in that likeness no material element. As a material, theoretical life basis is found to be a misapprehension of existence, the spiritual and divine principle of man dawns upon human thought and leads it to where the young child was, even to the birth of a new old idea, to the spiritual sense of being and of what life includes. Thus, the whole earth will be transformed by truth on its pinions of light, chasing away the darkness of error. The human thought must free itself from self-imposed materiality and bondage. The divine principle and idea constitute spiritual harmony, heaven and eternity. In the universe of truth, matter is unknown. No supposition of error enters there. Divine science, the word of God, saith to the darkness upon the face of error, God is all in all, and the light of ever-present love illumines the universe. Hence the eternal wonder that infinite space is peopled with God's ideas, reflecting him in countless spiritual forms. Man and his maker are correlated in divine science, and real consciousness is cognizant only of the things of God.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 207. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O gentle presence, peace and joy and power, O life divine that owns each waiting hour, Thou love that guards the nestling's faltering flight, keep thou, my child, on upward wing tonight. Hymn number 207.
Thank you. from the mighty to the small, the glory in them all is God and God alone. God and God.
Let's now sing hymn number 36. Church of the ever-living God, the Father's gracious choice, amid the voices of this earth, how mighty is thy voice. Hymn number 36.
Church of the ever-living God,
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind in its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Psalm. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul unto thee. Amen.